Finally, Sean Hannity, live in Seattle, today at noon on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Every once in a while, a movie comes out that you just root for. Hey, everybody, John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Thank you for being here with me this cloudy Monday morning. The afterglow, some would say, of the great Seahawks victory, one game away from the NFC Championship and our second ever Super Bowl appearance, two wins away from the Super Bowl Lombardi Trophy itself. Every once in a while, a movie comes out that you just root for. Boy, I hope that movie really does well. One of those movies is out right now. It's first weekend out, Lone Survivor. It's the drama about Navy SEAL Marcus Luttrell, book of the same name, detailing the Afghanistan mission that he and his four buddies were on. It went as bad as something like that can go. No fault of their own. But he ended up being the lone survivor in a mission that cost 19 good Americans their lives. He sat down with CNN's Jake Tapper. And the interview took a very tense turn. You're going to be hearing it in just a moment. But first, here's an overview of the story and the movie. This is CNN's Jake Tapper, and in a minute he speaks to Marcus Luttrell.
It was an operation that went wrong in almost every way.
You see this?
We're fixing to get into a pretty good gun.
Inserted into a mountainous part of eastern Afghanistan that they were entirely unfamiliar with, Navy SEALs Marcus Luttrell, Michael Murphy, Danny Dietz, and Matthew Axelson were supposed to quickly and quietly confirm the presence of a high-ranking Taliban target.
Bad guy. Senior Taliban commander.
Shaw killed 20 Marines last week.
What they got instead was an all-out assault.
Go!
Battling 50 fighters down a 10,000-foot mountain.
You mean fall off?
We're moving!
Their would-be rescuers were shot down when a rocket-propelled grenade took out their Chinook helicopter. Lone Survivor is based on the book of the same name by Marcus Luttrell. The film tells his harrowing true story. Marcus and his battle buddies outgunned and fighting for their lives. In all, 19 Navy SEALs and soldiers died in the operation. Luttrell, the lone survivor, was saved by Afghan villagers who risked their lives to save his when he crawled into their community.
Marcus, it must have been a difficult decision to let them make a movie. How close is it to what happened?
I would say it's as close as you could possibly get without having to have killed some of these guys up on the mountain filming it. The most important thing is whether or not the family members of the fallen appreciated what they saw on the film.
What do they think?
From my understanding, everything was positive, and that's all you can ask for.
But the interview took a very tense turn with Marcus Luttrell, and here's why.
It's clear for Marcus Luttrell the battle that day, almost a decade ago, still cuts close to the bone today.
One of the emotions I felt while watching the film is, first of all, just the hopelessness of the situation, how horrific it was, and also just all that loss of life of these brave American men. And I was torn about the message of the film in the same way that I think I am about the war in Afghanistan itself. I don't want any more senseless American death, and at the same time I know that there are bad people there and good people who need help. Was that intentional?
Well, I don't know what part of the film you were watching, but hopelessness never really came into it. I mean, where did you see that? Because there was never at a point where we just felt like we were hopelessly lost or anything like that. We never gave up. I never felt like that we were losing until we were actually dead. I mean, that never came across and in the battle and while we were fighting on the mountain, and it was just us against them.
Forget hopelessness, just the sense of all these wonderful people who died. It seemed senseless. I don't mean to disrespect in any way, but it seemed senseless. All these wonderful people who were killed for an op that went wrong.
We spend our whole lives trained to defend this country, and then we were sent over there by this country. So you're telling me that because we were over there doing what we were told by our country, that it was senseless and my dies, what, they died for nothing?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
That's what you said. So let me just say that, yeah, it went bad for us over there, but that was our job. That's what we did. We didn't complain about it. We went out there and did what we did best, and at the end of it, we weren't standing. They were. We were lucky. I was lucky. And the rest of the guys, we fought as hard as we possibly could and never felt sorry for ourselves while we were out there. This was the job. We were going after a high-value target, and you know, it just got switched on us.
You see, what happens here is Jake Tapper is saying, well, the war itself seems senseless, which means that every mission within that war that costs us lives is senseless. And you've got Navy SEAL Marcus Luttrell, the author of the book Lone Survivor, now the most popular movie in the country right now. He's focused on the mission. He said, what are you talking about? Hopeless. What do you mean senseless? We had a very sensible mission. Find out the whereabouts of this Taliban commander who cost us the lives of 20 people, and confirm his identity and his whereabouts so we can go get him. That's what the mission was all about. And they found out that they were up against a much tougher fighting force than they realized, and the mission was blown. I'm not giving away the movie here. This is really what sets off the movie. When a goat herder and his children or grandchildren stumble upon them high up on this mountain range, and they had an up or down decision to make. Do they let them go, knowing full well that they'll head back down to the village and tip off the Taliban because they were hostiles, but they were unarmed hostiles? Or do they take them down and continue on with a mission? Well, killing them would have meant violating the acts of war that they are sworn to uphold. Letting them live would have meant endangering their lives before they could get off that mountain. And they chose to let them go. And what happened, well, resulted in just a hellish firefight and Marcus Luttrell emerging as a lone survivor. Nothing about that mission was senseless. Nothing about their situation was hopeless. The reason why it was such a fierce fight is that they didn't give up hope. The reason why Marcus Luttrell lived is that he didn't give up hope. Jake Tapper's point is, I think, about the larger war, and here is perhaps a reason why. This was former Defense Secretary Bob Gates, Robert Gates, a Washington State resident, on CBS Sunday Morning yesterday, explaining his criticism of President Obama in his latest book, goes on sale this week, called Duty.
Yet he also offers some tough criticism of the president, suggesting that at times he was skeptical of his own strategy in Afghanistan.
You say about President Obama that as much as you admired him on so many levels, he never really had a passion for pursuing the war in Afghanistan. That kind of bothered you.
It's one thing to tell the troops that you support them. It's another to work at making them believe that you believe, as president, that their sacrifice is worth it, that the cause is just, that what they are doing is important for the country, and that they must succeed. President Bush did that with the troops when I was secretary. I did not see President Obama do that. And I said, and as I write in the book, it was this absence of passion, this absence of a conviction of the importance of success that disturbed me.
And the reason why the war, not the mission Marcus Luttrell was on, but the war often seems senseless, is that you have the Obama administration at first saying that, in fact, he campaigned that we're fighting the wrong war in Iraq. We need Afghanistan is the good war. It's the right war. That's the war we should be fighting. That's where we should be deploying our power. And sure enough, he takes office and he puts huge increases of troops into the Afghan theater, kind of a Afghanistan version of the surge. But then he announces that we're pulling out. So he puts them in, announces they'll be pulling them out, and he doesn't make clear what their mission, what their goal is once there. And so there's all this frustration. The Afghanistan war is, believe it or not, less popular with the American people than Vietnam. Let me say that again, because that's going to be startling to some people. According to polls, you know, do you support the Afghanistan war? Do you support that have been taken of wars over the last half century by Gallup? The Afghanistan war is the least popular war in memory. And I think it's in part because Americans are saying, what is this really all about now? And the fact that so many Americans are saying that drives home the truth of the ambivalence and the complete lack of leadership by Barack Obama in prosecuting and carrying out this war and letting down the Marcus Luttrells of this country, who are the best that this country has to offer.